You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Now, as the song says, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. As the clock ticks down to the big day, and if you'd like to enjoy a bit of festive cheer, you may be interested in our next item. Ballet Ireland takes the much-loved Nutcracker, one of the world's favourite ballets, to audiences in Clare this week, and the Irish production of this festive classic, performed by an international cast of world-class dancers, will, I'm told, appeal to audiences of all ages, and it's coming to Glorbo tomorrow night and on Wednesday. Anne Maher's on the line. She's director of Ballet Ireland. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks so much for joining us this morning. I think it's fair to say, firstly, that there's a lot of people who won't know an awful lot about ballet, but they will know the Nutcracker.
Absolutely. Nutcracker must be, I mean, together with potentially the other two Tchaikovsky ballets, Formake and The Sleeping Beauty, but above all of them, I suppose Nutcracker would be the most famous.
And why is that?
Do you know, I think it's a combination of things, Gavin. Nutcracker obviously has a luxurious and beautiful, beautiful score. But I think the story is based around Christmas and the theme of Christmas, from the perspective of a small little girl called Clara. And everybody, young and old, is so anxious to sort of grab a piece of the Christmas magic and get themselves into that festive frame of mind. But I think that is why Nutcracker is so beloved. People just love being able to step in the theatre and walk out feeling Christmassy and magical. Mm.
And tell me, with that in mind, obviously the cast have been preparing for this for some time. Have you been living and breathing Christmas for months now?
Yes, something like that. little bit awkward in October to be standing in front of the Christmas tree in a rehearsal studio and rummaging around amongst Christmas toys and presents. But yeah.
But maybe give us a bit of an insight then, in a serious sense, in terms of the preparation that goes to this, the caliber of the cast that'll be on stage.
Sure, of course. Well, as you said a little earlier there, we do have an international cast of dancers who work with a company. They come from everywhere, from Ireland, but then also as far afield as Japan, Germany, France, Spain, Brazil. And a lot of these dancers have worked with the company over a number of years. And we began rehearsals back, as I said, in October. But the company had already been working together right the way throughout September on some work that we will be hopefully doing next year.
Okay.
So we had already been in rehearsals in the studio thinking about Nutcracker, even if we weren't actually dancing the steps and rehearsing them. You know, there were costume fittings going on. There was preparation, you know, happening ahead of the rehearsals. And then we went into a rehearsal period particularly for Nutcracker. So that meant 3 weeks intensive snowflaking, and our rehearsals are 6 days a week. The cast, the company come in at 10 a.m. in the morning. They start class, company class. So in fact, they'd be in the studio from perhaps 9:30 in the morning, just warming up and stretching. And then there's class for an hour and a half. Then they have a break, and then there are rehearsals all day long until 6 p.m.
Wow.
So dancing is a very professional occupation.
Tough physically, I would have thought, to do all of that for such long days.
It is, yes. But, you know, they are extraordinarily fit and athletic individuals. You know, dancers are perhaps some of the most elite athletes that we have on the planet. They are trained to basically do a marathon every day. That is their job, and they look after themselves very, very well. Everything from, you know, doing Pilates and yoga, as well as going to the gym and putting in their day's work and fueling their bodies with really healthy,
all the good stuff.
Food. Yeah.
And talk to me then a little bit about the health or otherwise of ballet in Ireland in your role as the director of Ballet Ireland. I mean, you said rightly that there are a number of international dancers as part of the cast or for this show. I know some of them are Irish as well, though.
They are indeed. And, you know, year in, year out, we have a number of dancers from Ireland go abroad to train professionally, which is fabulous. There are a number of terrific schools dotted around the country which are producing young potential professionals of the future all of the time. And, you know, we have them in Dublin, we have them everywhere, you have them in Ennis. So, you know, the future of dance looks very healthy. Obviously, it would be marvellous if there was more support in place, I suppose, because travelling abroad to train professionally is expensive and not everybody can access that. Having a professional school in Ireland may or may not be potentially viable. I don't know that we would have enough numbers to support a really top-class school. I'm not sure about that. You must remember that being a ballet dancer, being good enough to make the mark as a ballet dancer, you know, there are more brain surgeons in Ireland than there are ballet dancers. And that's not because we don't have the talent. It's because it takes so much to make it. Yeah. You know, you don't just have to have the talent. You have to have the physique. You have to have the musicality. You have to have the intelligence. You have to have the luck and the support. So there is so much that goes into making it as a ballet dancer.
Is there also an issue, though, that maybe to an extent you don't have the audience to support it? I mean, you talked about the need to support Irish dancers when they go to train abroad. When they come back home, are you getting good audiences for shows like The Nutcracker?
Well, I can tell you that this particular production has sold out its entire run. So there are a very limited number of tickets left available for tomorrow and Wednesday. And when I say a very limited available, I think there's about 20-odd tickets.
Okay.
Similarly, in the Lime Tree in Limerick. Beyond that, we have sold out every single solitary performance that we have given, and that includes the week-long run at the Gaiety.
Okay. And that's obviously a very significant space. Multiply it by seven and you're talking big numbers. So
you are indeed.
The crowd is there for it then.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a huge appetite for ballet. You know, obviously sort of the more popular titles will attract greater numbers than more cutting edge work and newer work. But it is our contention that, you know, if you can bring in those audience numbers for the familiar work and then encourage them by deed of that to come and experience something else, because people will take risks when it comes to cinema, when it comes to all other art forms, really, concerts, etc. They're a little more conservative when it comes to dance, but, you know, slowly, bit by bit, we are winning them over to say, you know, you've seen this and you've seen this and you've seen this and you loved it, and it is Ballet Ireland that is now going to take you on a journey to come and see something else that's a bit newer and a bit, you know, a bit more sexy or different or cutting edge and, you know, avant-garde, because, you know, ballet is a live art form. We can't live just doing the works that are over 120 or 140 years old, because the young people who go to see them need to see something that is relevant to them, and that the artists who perform it want to make work that's created on them by living choreographers rather than dead people.
Absolutely, indeed. I was going to finish by maybe giving you an opportunity to give us the 30-second sales pitch as to why people should go, but maybe it's the fact that there's such limited tickets left. That might be that might be enough in and of itself, perhaps, Anne.
Absolutely, but the bottom line is this is top quality ballet on your doorstep. The dancers, as I say, are really first-class international dancers. It's a fabulous performance, and you will go away feeling so seasonal.
Can't offer more than that at this time of the year, certainly. It's from 7:30 on Tuesday night and also Wednesday night at Glore in Ennis, with wonderful music, beautiful costumes and great dancing too, I am sure. Ballet Ireland are staging The Nutcracker here at Glore in Ennis, and I wish you all the very best with it, Anne, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gavin.
All the very best. Do take care. Bye-bye. Anne Maher is the director of Ballet Ireland, and you can get more details on those gigs, where to get tickets, etc., etc., from Glore Box Office and glore.ie. I've got a competition question for you, and I'll be giving it to you in a couple of minutes' time, so don't go anywhere. Your chance to win a €50 Ennis Gold gift voucher.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now. 1850 400 964. Or email focus@clare.fm.